dinner at 8.
I'm starving.
She loves the theater, but she never comes late.
I never bother with people that I hate. That's why this chick is a tramp.
Stream it. Movie theaters are not open, although there is a glimmer of hope locally in Fargo. The Marcus Theaters have announced that they're going to start opening theaters on June 19th. Right now, we're not included in that opening, but there is a plan on its way. So hopefully by maybe mid-July, movie theaters might be open.
So we're talking about the corporate level of Marcus Theaters.
Yeah.
Has said we're going to start reopening some, but Fargo's not on the list of reopenings yet.
But there have been amazing opportunities. So like the River Valley Fair, they put up a big giant video screen out there. So they're showing movies like Avengers Infinity War. So you've got options.
So how does that work?
What do you mean?
How does that work? Because, we've read so many stories. We've had so many debates on the air about whether or not people can just show movies. They can't just straight up show that.
Right. My understanding is they've gone through the channels and they've actually booked these films out there. Yeah. So they're allowed to.
Cool. Okay.
Which is exciting.
There is some stuff about that.
Right. Okay. You're not allowed to just show a movie, just pick a movie, project it on a screen, whether you charge admission or not. That's the FBI warning that's at the front of every single VHS tape you ever looked at.
I remember those.
I don't think they put them on DVDs anymore. I think when you hit play, it just goes straight into the movie these
days. Oh, I think you're right.
So they're not as afraid of duping. But do you remember when they used to have the ads of like, piracy is stealing?
Yep.
And it showed people stealing DVDs. And I thought, whoa, they're serious about this. They've made a video. They hired an actor. They got a director. They're serious about this.
Okay, so let's tell you, if you can't go out to a theater,
but you want to enjoy
all of us, right? You want to watch something at home. Here are some stream it recommendations, and you've got a theme this week.
I've got a theme this week, and it's disaster movies. So in the 1970s, there was an obsession in Hollywood with disaster movies. There were these giant movies with huge casts. You had movies like The Towering Inferno and Airport. And they were movies about those unthinkable moments when a disaster strikes. Well, at one point, we get into weather-based disaster movies, and then some that are just so ridiculous that you just munch on popcorn the whole time.
They're just a disaster?
Just a disaster. The movie itself is a disaster.
Okay,
about it. So let's start with this. Probably my favorite, quote-unquote, disaster movie is Twister. I was at a perfect age when this came out in 1996, where I remember seeing it at the Safari Cinema in Moorhead, and a tornado warning actually caused the theater to shut down. So I was very afraid. This movie, it feels like it was filmed in our own backyard because it's all set in farmland. If you haven't seen Twister before, the effects are a little wonky at this point, but it still elicits this fear and this feel. It's also one of the best uses of sound I've ever heard, because the tornado is represented by this deep growl. And if you have a surround sound system, you hear it move across the screen. So it doesn't just stay coming out of all the speakers. It starts in one speaker and it moves its way around. It is a very intense movie to watch. And 25 years later, it's still just as good as it was the day it was released. So I highly recommend that. It's on Netflix right now.
Oh, it is.
So you can watch Twister on Netflix.
Look at Netflix.
It also ends up, Bill Paxton, Helen Hunt, Philip Seymour Hoffman. The list goes on and on. There ended up being some Academy Award winners on this team. So it's well worth it. Dante's Peak. Now, this is one of the more ridiculous ones. Dante's Peak came out the same summer as a movie called Volcano, where a volcano erupted in the middle of Los Angeles. It's a big movie, lots of big stars in it. Dante's Peak is about a Mount St. Helens type mountain that erupts and everything that happens. These movies came out within maybe 3 weeks of each other.
Bad timing,
but it happens every now in Hollywood. I remember when Saving Private Ryan came out, a movie called The Thin Red Line came out just a couple of weeks later after that. And so, to me, Hollywood sees these potential movies and they kind of grab. And so, multi-projects are going on at different times. But Dante's Peak, between Dante's Peak and Volcano, I like Dante's Peak. Linda Hamilton plays the mayor of a small mountain town that is just voted as like one of the top places to live, population under 15,000. And the mountain near them starts to make a little bit of noise. Pierce Brosnan shows up, and he had just played James Bond at this point, but he shows up and he is a volcanologist who takes it very seriously. They do some readings. Doesn't look like anything's happening. They don't want to cause a panic. Pierce Brosnan, of course, is the only sane voice saying we need to evacuate the town. They don't evacuate the town, and then this mountain blows its top. This is just an amazing movie. It's, you have to suspend some disbelief because there's parts where a lake is boiling and people are walking, you know, into lava flows. But it is action nonstop. It is interesting because it's based on the real credible threats that happen post Mount St. Helens. When one of these volcanic mountains starts to show a little bit of energy, they take it very seriously to protect the people around them. The same way we take a hurricane seriously. So Dante's Peak, if you have the USA app on your phone, like USA Network, you can watch that for free. Or you can rent it on Amazon.com. Let's talk still on Amazon. One of my favorite disaster movies is Alfred Hitchcock's The Birds. And The Birds, to this day, scare me. When I, you know what you call a grouping of crows?
No. You know,
it's called a murder. So when you see four crows up in a tree, it's a murder of crows.
Yeah, that makes sense.
The movie, The Birds, this is a great opportunity to introduce younger audiences to it. And again, the effects in this are the best that they could possibly do back then. But they use enough just spine-tingling moments in this movie where you're not going to look at birds the same. When you hear some of those caw-caw, caw-caw, it is going to freak you out after watching The Birds. It is so good. It is just awesome. Let's also go to...
I don't know
to,
if that's a disaster or just scary.
Oh, it. I mean, it kind
it's
of...
It's disaster, yeah.
Yeah, it kind of like, you know, has that same side. Like, is it a disaster movie or a horror movie? Some horror movies might seem like disaster movies. This is one, though, that's based on a true story. Deepwater Horizon. So it is from just a couple years ago, and it is adapted from a New York Times article about Deepwater Horizon and the hours that lead up to the explosion on the oil derrick that led to, I believe it's the greatest oil spill of all time. Mark Wahlberg stars in this movie, and I'm sure that they took some creative licensing in this, but you kind of forget about the people who are on this derrick at the time. And it is just terrifying to watch some of these things go down and how there were moments that could have been a lot worse for the individuals who are on the derrick and who, you know, there are heroes that came out of this situation who helped save countless lives. And we still ended up with a horrific natural just poisoning of the ocean through the oil spill. So it is really, really good. I remember seeing this movie and just being, you pay for the whole seat, but you only need the edge when you're watching Deepwater Horizon. And it is a great opportunity for you to have a discussion, too, and then go and seek out more information about what actually happened at that. Kurt Russell is also in this, John Malkovich. I mean, it's another really Oscar-heavy group of people who are in this movie together. There's a really sentimental moment where they say the Lord's Prayer that will definitely get some tears. Looking at oil-covered pelicans as part of this. I mean, it is a very emotional movie, and I highly, highly, highly recommend seeing this. It's just a phenomenal movie. In Deepwater Horizon, you can rent on Amazon Prime as well. Last but certainly not least, this is a disaster movie that has absolutely no basis in science, even though it claims to be a movie all about science. It is called The Core. And again, it features some Oscar winners like Hilary Swank and Stanley Tucci's in this movie. The cast, you're going to go, wow, these are a lot of people I recognize. It's about if the Earth's core stops spinning and instead of being this molten lava and magma inside, it ruins the magnetic field and so birds can't fly and all of a sudden our ozone disappears because that's a part of it.
What?
It is so over the top. So the United States government builds a ship that can burrow through the ground that will lead us down to the core, the center of the Earth, where we can detonate some bombs to get the Earth's core re-spinning again. This is how ridiculous this movie is. The substance that they build the ship out of is called unobtainium. Unobtainium.
What?
So,
when did this movie come out?
This is in the early 2000s. Now, all of this being said, I watch this movie once a year because it is just so silly fun that you can't help but get into it. It's one of those, like, the world's watching as these brave men and women go to the center of the Earth to detonate these bombs to get the world going again. And if they don't, the world only has 2 months left afterwards. I can't tell you how silly that this movie is, but how fun it actually is. And it's also on Amazon Prime right now. So if you have Amazon Prime, you can watch this for free. Definitely don't pay to watch The Core.
Okay.
But you can definitely watch it if you got a Prime subscription. Last but certainly not least, maybe you want to watch something with the kids. Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs.
Oh, now, that's a good one.
Parents, I'm going to tell you, this is a movie that's made for your kids, but really has a lot for you to enjoy as well. It's very, very funny. There's some jokes that'll go right over your kids' heads, but you will enjoy it as well. Mr. T does one of the voices in it. It is a very fun movie about, well, what would happen if we created storms where meatballs and hamburgers and avocados fell instead of rain? It's got a nice environmental message to it. And like I said, parents will get just as much out of this, I think, as their kids do. It is on Netflix right now. I don't know if the sequel is, but if your kids enjoy it, there's Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs, too. It's based off of a best-selling book, a best-selling children's book that's been around since Amy and I think, were in grade
school.
Yeah,
I think so, too.
So there's some suggestions for disaster movies. Twister on Netflix, Dante's Peak on Amazon for rental or the USA app. The Birds on Amazon, The Core on Amazon Prime, Deepwater Horizon also on Amazon, and Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs on Netflix.
You got something for everyone on that list.
There's a lot. I
love it.
I'm a big fan of that genre of disaster movies.
That's why this chick is a tram.
She does it like crap games with barons and earls.
I won't go to Harlem in Armand.
That's why the lady is a tramp.
I love the